Reply from Mr. Abdullah Atam, Christian. First, in reply to your inquiry, my respected Mirza Ghulam Ahmed, I request that you please elaborate on the word istiqra, reasoning from induction. Does it not mean experience or customary? Please state if there is any other meaning apart from these. Second, in your second premise, you state that revelation should be self-explanatory and it should not be made to depend on reasoning. Most of this is true, but to understand it, the comparison of revelation and intellect is that of the eye and light. If there is light but no eye, then that is useless. Similarly, if there is an eye but no light, then that is also worthless. To understand something, we must have intellect, even if the matter to be understood is a revelation. What I mean to say is that whatever matter is not supported by revelation and is only a man-made idea, then it will not be involved in the revelation. But whatever matter is a revelation and is lit up by the divine light of revelation from below, can human intellect not serve as a niche to house it? Third, sir, why do you ask for the Jews to agree with us while the words are present, as are the lexicons and the rules as well? Do the translation yourself and whatever meanings result, those would be acceptable. I cannot take responsibility word for word, but overall, summarily, Christ has taken upon himself all prophecies in this passage. Thus, in John chapter 5, verse 39, and in Luke chapter 24, verse 27, this matter has been explained. John, you search the scriptures, for in them ye think, ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Apart from these, some special prophecies have also been written in the scriptures for Christ. For example, in Matthew chapter 26, verse 31, where reference is given to the prophecy regarding the man that is my fellow. However, there are many more examples that I give a list of below. Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 to 12, in comparison with John chapter 12, verse 40 and 41. Acts chapter 28, verse 26. Then Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3, Malachi chapter 3, verse 1, in comparison with Matthew chapter 3, verse 3, Zechariah chapter 12, verse 1, 10, in comparison with John chapter 19, verse 37, Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 to 34, in comparison with Hebrews chapter 8, verses 6 to 12, Hebrews chapter 10, verses 12 to 19, Exodus chapter 17, verse 2, Numbers chapter 20, verses 3 and 4, Numbers chapter 21, verses 4 and 5, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 16. These four places in comparison with 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 9 to 11, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 4, and chapter 44, verse 6, in comparison with Revelation chapter 1, verse 8, 11, 17, and chapter 2, verse 8, and chapter 21, verse 6, and chapter 22, verse 13, and Joel, chapter 2, verse 33, in comparison with Romans, chapter 10, verses 9 to 14, and Isaiah, chapter 7, verse 14, and chapter 8, verse 10, in comparison with Matthew, chapter 1, verse 23. Whichever issue you wish to take up from the Hebrew language can be presented. Fourth, the word kamal, excellence, which you refer to, that the Gospels should be excellent in themselves, I ask you, in what sense do you mean excellent? Should it be in the work of a goldsmith or the work of a blacksmith? These books do not make any such claim, but to show the path to salvation is their claim. We can present the excellence that the Gospels have shown in this respect. For instance, it is written, under the heavens, no other name except the Messiah has been bestowed upon men through whom we can attain salvation. And in the letter to the Romans, it is stated that if salvation is by grace, then work is no more work. But if salvation is by work, then grace is no more grace. This just proves the same point again that Christ himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. John chapter 14, verse 6. And it should be remembered that in the Word of God, the Lord frequently says, I indeed am, I am. And this hints to the name which God said to Moses, that my name is I am, so I am. And before this, I was not known by this name. This is being conveyed to you. Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. Due to the lack of time, the answer remained incomplete. Signature, English, Henry Martin Clark, President, representing Christians. Signature, English, Ghulam Qadir Fasih, President, representing Muslims.